Hey, story seekers, it's Nisha, and you are now listening to Nisha's Open Diary, where the stories are real and the tea is all about me. Welcome back to Nisha's Open Diary. I am Nisha, and you are now listening to Nisha's Open Diary, where my story times are true and my experiences are real. This story time is going to pick up where I left off on the other day's story time. So let's get right into it. So as I had said last time, I thought the incident was over. So I'm going about my life as usual, but then they got involved. And by they, I mean his aunt and whoever these other females were that she had with her when they showed up to my job. Yes, they came to my job and was standing around in the dining area like I was going to tell my boss I needed to argue and fight with them real quick. And can I clock out for that? So they stood there staring at me and I'm standing behind the counter looking and staring back at them. And they don't say a word, basically trying to intimidate me. And I guess I was supposed to be scared because I guess my baby father, his mother sent them up there. I don't know. And so I'm all of 18 and this lady has to be in her late 20s, early 30s, trying to come up there and jump me with two other females. And I laughed and kept on working. You want to fight, jump over the counter and come attack me and see how that works out for you. Count one, assault. Count two, trespassing. And ain't no other telling what other charges they will have on them. I wouldn't have had to say or do anything. It would have been all on the establishment's camera footage. So I kept on working as my manager instructed me to, because my manager knew why they was there. I let the manager know what was going on because they wondering, you know, who is they and why they not there ordering no food or nothing like that or whatever. And I told my manager, like, they don't want to order no food. They here to try to jump on me. And so my manager's like, okay, if y'all ain't ordering nothing, y'all going to have to leave or whatever. I think that's when they finally left because the manager said, if y'all not ordering no food, y'all can't be in here. And then they eventually left. And I never liked his aunt anyway. She is an enabler. She is the type of aunt who lets you do whatever you want to do. He would take females to her house to have sex. He could go over her house and smoke, drink, party, whatever, all while underage. And yes, she was aware of it and doing it right with him. Overseeing it. Doing the same thing. And I was with him on an occasion or two and witnessed it for myself. And after she called herself coming to my job and trying to intimidate me or fight me, jump on me, whatever, I knew we wasn't going to never be cool. As a matter of fact, in 2016 or 17, I cussed that bitch out. And my baby father and his mother had to have told her where I worked. Like, me and her wasn't cool like that. We ain't never chop it up and I told her where I worked at or none of that. For her to even be able to show up to my job in the first place. Ever since that day, I've been ready to run the fade with her. Whenever, however, wherever. Just not while I'm at work. And I haven't worked at that place in years. I'm just saying, you don't show up where somebody trying to make their money. She clearly didn't have her nephew's best interest at heart. And by her nephew, I'm talking about my son. If you're trying to fight his mother, make her lose her job in the process. So I took the high road and I wanted to see what was up after work. I then called my son's father and I asked, why did you send your aunt and them other females up there to my job to try to fight me? And the reply was, why did you throw the brook at me? So I hung up and it was just left at that. And there was never a fight or no confrontation or nothing that came of it. And after a while, it just died down and, you know, nothing was ever really said about it anymore, whatever. But yeah, that's basically how that story went. And that's the story time of the time when my baby father was taking me to night school for an algebra class and I threw my algebra book at him because he was talking crazy to me and disrespecting me. And that, again, goes back to doing unto others as you want done unto you. Don't treat nobody any type of way that you wouldn't want to be treated. So he was treating me like I wasn't nothing. So basically, I did the same thing. Thinking you're going to sit there and be talking to me crazy and I'm just going to sit there and take it. No, it ain't that type of party. All right, story seekers, that is all for this story time. I am out of here. Make sure you follow me on all socials at Nisha's Open Diary and my website at nishasopendiary.podbean.com. And until next time, I will meet you where the pen meets the diary. All right, story seekers, that does it for this story time. I'm out of here. Until next time, make sure you tap in, follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Nisha's Open Diary, and I will meet you where the pen meets the diary.